Well, when last we heard the Easy Aces, Jane and Mr. Race were leaving for Arizona, where Mr. Race is to supervise the reconditioning and sale of a ranch belonging to Mr. Marsh, the city alderman whose misleading tip on a previous real estate transaction caused Mr. Race to lose his business and property. This episode is in two scenes. First, late afternoon in the office where Betty, Jane's niece, is employed. And then in the Ace's apartment later the same evening. First to the office where we find Betty hard at work. Listen.
Down at the phone wood room when I'm trying to get finished so I can go home.
Good afternoon, Peabody and Company.
No, Mr. Peabody isn't in.
No, he won't be back today. Will you call in the morning?
Thank you. Now, if I can just finish typing this letter.
Yes, sir. Is there something?
Oh, Cokie, it's you.
Yeah. Hiya, Betty. Bet you're surprised to see me, ain't you?
Look, Cokie, didn't you promise me that if I go out with you, you wouldn't keep coming up here to the office?
Yeah, but when I come up here, I never do nothing.
That's just the point. You don't do anything. You just sit and look at me.
Sure, I like to look at you.
But my boss, Mr. Peabody, doesn't like it.
He don't like to look at you?
He doesn't like to have you sitting around here, I've told you. What's more, he's not going to stand for it.
Oh, okay. He can sit and I'll stand.
Oh, Cokie, please go away.
That's a joke I just said. Didn't you get it? He can sit
please,
and I'll...
Please, Cokie, I've got work to do.
Well, go right ahead. I won't bother you.
But you do bother me. I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. And I want to finish this letter. Mr. Peabody's gone for the day, and as soon as I'm through, I want to go home.
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
You don't want to go home, because I got a lot better idea. How'd you like to come to the dance floor where I wake and watch me bounce this evening?
No.
No?
Definitely no.
Well, it wouldn't cost you nothing. They let ladies in free.
Please, go away.
But I come and watch you wake. You want to come and watch me
wake. Now, listen, Cokie, I've been having dinner with you for 3 nights. I'm tired tonight. I want to get my work finished and get home. Now, can you understand that?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, then goodbye.
Well, I ain't going yet.
But, Cokie, you must go. I've got work to do.
I'll stay and help you.
Oh, for goodness sake, Cokie.
Maybe you think I couldn't. I could do lots of things around an office, honest. I can lick envelopes and I can... Well, I can lick envelopes. Good, too.
Well, I suppose if you simply won't go, you might as well be doing something. All right, come around inside the railing here.
Gee, this is going to be swell.
Now, you see this stack of letters here on my desk? You can save them and put them in the envelope. Are your hands clean?
Oh, yeah, I wash them every day now.
All right, just go ahead and fold them, put them in the envelopes and seal them. Here's a sponge.
I don't need no sponge. I ain't no sissy.
All right, do it your own way, then.
You watch and see if this is right. There, how's that?
Couldn't you do it more quietly?
Sure, they might not stick so good. The wetter you get them, the better they... Gee, I got it stuck to my thumb. There.
All right, just do it as quietly as you can now and let me get this letter finished.
Okay, Betty.
Cokie.
Huh? What's the matter?
You're not reading those letters, are you? You can't do that.
Sure I can. I can read swell. Listen. Dear Mr. Thorndyke, an answer
I mean, you haven't any business reading other people's mail.
I ain't really reading it. I'm just kind of looking it over for clues.
Clues?
Yeah, to the mystery.
What mystery?
Well, that's a mystery, too. But you never can tell, honest. There might be some big mystery here that I could clear up just like that. I guess I can't snap my fingers on account of that stuff on the envelope.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't I ever tell you I was studying to be a G-man?
A G-man?
Yeah, just like Dick Tracy and all them guys. That's what I'm going to do someday. Pursue desperate criminals and clean out gangs and everything.
Oh, Cokie, the ideas I'm going to have to purge you of. And does that give you license to read other people's mail?
No, I ain't got a license yet. But I got this badge here I got at the dime store. See?
Regardless, you haven't any business reading those letters. Put them down, I'll fold them and mail them myself.
But, Betty, a G-man has got to read every little scrap of paper he sees.
I said put those letters down.
Well, every little scrap of paper...
Put them down, please.
Gee, all right.
You've got to read every little scrap of paper. What a lot of fun you'd have with a wastebasket.
Hey, that's a keen idea. Let me get this one under your desk, here.
Oh, for goodness sake, Cokie, no.
But it was your own idea.
If you've got to go through a wastebasket, go in Mr. Peabody's office and go through here.
Right in this office over here, you mean? All right, I will. Now, you watch. I bet you I find something very significant.
Oh, he isn't a problem. Well, now, let's
Where was I?
Now, you just watch me and you'll see how a real G-man works.
Cokie, you're not going to empty that wastebasket out on this floor.
Sure. That's the way G-men always do.
Oh, darn it. Why didn't I think to lock the door?
Uh-huh. See what I found? Something very significant already. A message in code.
Code?
Yeah, listen to what it says. Eggs, butter, artichokes. You know what that means?
Certainly. It means eggs, butter, artichokes.
Oh, no. That's a code. That's what it is. All you got to do is figure out what it means, and it's...
Well, I can save you the trouble of figuring it out.
Significant.
It happens to be a note that Mr. Peabody's wife gave him. He does the shopping on the way home.
Oh.
Now, will you put that trash back in the basket and let me finish my work?
Well, you go right ahead. I'll see what else is in here.
If Mr. Peabody should walk right in now with all these papers scattered around...
Gee, here's a swell cigar band. Too bad I don't save them anymore.
Oh, dear. Let me see now where I stopped. Oh, yes.
Hey, look what I found now.
Something else significant?
Yeah, it's a note somebody sent to your boss.
Now, Cokie, give me that. You've got no business reading Mr. Peabody's personal mail.
It ain't mail. It's just a piece of paper with writing on it.
Give it to me, Cokie.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let me have it, I said.
Oh, gee, you're right. Take it, then.
It's just a memorandum somebody gave Mr. Peabody, and it goes right back in the wastebasket where he threw... Hey, that's strange.
What's the matter?
But this is something about Uncle Ike.
See? I told you it was significant.
Dear Peabody, okay on that deal. Ace has gone to Arizona. And it's signed M.
Gee, that's Uncle Ace, all right. They just went to Arizona to take over that there ranch.
But why should anybody be writing Mr. Peabody about it? He doesn't even know Uncle Ace.
Then maybe it's just as much of a mystery to him as it is to us, huh?
I wonder what they mean by okay on that deal.
Gee, it sure sounds awful significant.
Probably it doesn't mean anything important, but... But still, why would anyone send a note like this and just sign his initials? Now, who do you suppose M stands for?
Now, let me see. Mother.
No.
Does he know anybody named McGillicuddy?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It doesn't seem possible, but it must be. It's Marge.
Marge? Our Marge?
Well, it could be. The note's about Uncle Ace, and she's one of the few people that knows he's left town. That must be it. It's about something she wouldn't do until Uncle Ace was out of the way.
Gee, but what?
Well, that's just exactly what I'm going to find out. I always did think she was up to something. She's too good to be true. Put those things back in the wastebasket, Cokie. Just as soon as I finish this letter, we're going out to the apartment and ask Miss Marge Hale about this.
Dinner along, won't you, Laura? Betty'll be home almost any minute. Oh, there she is now, I'll bet. You go on to the dinner and I'll let her in. Just a minute, I'm coming. Well, hello, I was just talking about you, Betty. Oh, Cokie, you here too?
Yeah. Hello, M.
What are you doing? Got it down?
Don't try to pretend you don't know what it means, Marge.
Well, as Jane says, it's behind me.
All right, see if you know what this means. Dear Peabody.
Dear Peabody?
Yeah, dear Peabody.
Well, if this is some new game, count me out. I've got things to take care of out in the kitchen. Long, slow.
Just a minute, Marge. I'm not a person who goes around sticking my nose into other people's business. But under the circumstances, I think I have a perfect right to know what you're up to.
Well, all I'm up to now is up to my neck in work, helping Laura get dinner ready.
If you're doing something behind Uncle Ace's back, I want to know what it is.
If I... What are you talking about?
The note you sent Mr. Peabody.
The note? Oh, I don't even know who Mr. Peabody is.
He's the guy Betty works for.
And I sent him a note? Just a note, no flowers.
Are you trying to deny that you sent him that message about Uncle Ace leaving town?
I'll tell you truthfully that I haven't the faintest idea of what you're talking about.
Oh, truthfully, huh? Cokie, show her the note.
Yeah, just look at this.
Dear Peabody, okay on that deal. Ace has gone to Arizona. M.
Now, do you still want to deny you wrote it?
You think it's mine because it's signed M? Why, Betty, don't be silly. I don't know any more about it than you do. Where'd you find this, anyway?
In Mr. Peabody's wastebasket.
Well, if I were you, I'd go put it back.
No, Marge, we don't want to do that. It's very significant.
It certainly is. Doesn't it look like somebody's planning something against Uncle Ace?
Oh, not that. It's just a memorandum on some business deal. I'm not going to get myself in a state about it.
You're not going to help us find out what the note means?
Well, certainly not. If I thought it was anything serious...
All right, then I'll get somebody who will. I'm going to call Neil right this minute.
Neil Williams, how do you see here, Betty?
You don't need to call him. I'm studying to be a G-man.
I won't ask Neil to waste his time on anything as silly as this.
Silly? Mark, don't you realize this might be something very serious?
Serious? What could it be?
Well, it might be. All you've got to do is read the note and put two and two together.
Yeah, all you got to do is read the note and put two and two together. Two and two. Let me see now. One and one is two.
Sure. Let Toki solve it. Why bother Neil?
Nevertheless, I'm going to call him. There's something strange going on.
Well, it looks as if Toki's playing a G-man has led to an important clue. Just how Neil pieces it together, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.